Having made an appearance highlighting his leadership in war, Mr. Bush is expected to pay special attention to his domestic agenda when he speaks tonight. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is at the convention in New York.
After all the opening act testimonials from family and political allies, President Bush now has to speak for himself. His campaign wants to use the president's address to tell Americans that while Mr. Bush may be dealing with war, he remains aware of the challenges facing American families. Charlie Black is a veteran Republican strategist and advisor to the Bush-Cheney campaign.
So he's going to talk about things like making the tax cuts permanent. He's going to talk about finishing the job on the education reform, No Child Left Behind. He's going to talk about Social Security reform, which we did not yet get done, but he wants to continue to do. It's going to be a lot about domestic issues and a lot about the future.
Former House Majority Leader Dick Armey sees changes in Social Security as key to a second-term vision for the president.
The biggest, best idea out there that has the greatest promise for America are personal retirement accounts.
The decision to have Mr. Bush talk less about war and more about the home front fits with what voters tell pollsters they want to hear from him. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll.
Overall, there's no question that Americans are concerned about terrorism in Iraq, but I think underneath it all, it's absolute that the economy is a key issue that's not going to go away, and people are looking for some solution, and they're looking for somebody to give them an answer about what's going to happen as far as jobs and what have you are concerned. And second, when we have moderate Republicans, that's kind of a core group, it's about a third of all Republicans, three times as likely to be undecided. They're not hardcore anti-same-sex marriage, they're not hardcore anti-abortion, and therefore they're going to be listening for some cues on domestic issues that they can end up voting for Bush, I think.
The importance of tonight's speech is not lost on Democrats. The Democratic National Committee has brought a rapid response team to their opponent's convention, just as the GOP did in Boston, and they are primed to poke holes in Mr. Bush's speech. Matt Bennett is a spokesman for the DNC operation.
Before you can talk about what you would do going forward, you've got to own your own record if you're an incumbent president. And what we haven't heard is virtually anything about the Bush record. We've heard that he's strong and resolute. We've heard that he's a good father and husband. But we haven't heard anything about what he's done for jobs, for health care, for the unemployed. So our view is, first, you've got to tell us why you should be reelected before you tell us what you would do if you're reelected.
Mr. Bush's political opponents and undecided voters are not the only ones who want to hear specifics. Yesterday on the convention floor, Texas delegate Bernie Francis said there are issues he wants to hear the president speak about.
I'm an African-American business owner, so I'm going to be particularly interested in what he has to say about helping small business to hire more people.
The president will try to take advantage of the fact that Americans say he is a guy they'd like to have a beer with. His advisors say he'll try to adapt a relaxed tone in the speech. After years of positioning himself as a tough, resolute leader who rarely acknowledges mistakes on the war effort or on domestic policy, Mr. Bush will present himself as a principled but caring soul. Ed Gillespie is chairman of the Republican National Committee.
While the American people know President Bush, the fact is over the past 3 years, he's been in settings where we don't always see his personality. And I think that in addition to being a great president, George W. Bush is a really good guy. And a devoted father and husband and son and friend and baseball fan. And, that it matters. It's good. It helps to remind people of that.
Given the small number of undecided voters in the presidential race and that he is the incumbent, odds are that Mr. Bush will not get a substantial increase in support coming out of the convention. However, over the last few weeks, he has picked up some momentum against his Democratic challenger, John Kerry. But if his speech is a major success, it might give him something of a boost as he begins the last 2 months of the presidential campaign. Juan Williams, NPR News, New York.